This is WLVR. It's time to Take Five with Grover Silcox. Grover is an award-winning television host, feature reporter, writer, and comedian. Each week, he'll offer his insights and observations on life. Today,
hope is a powerful companion. My childhood wasn't perfect. I'd call it ordinary. Mom and Dad were always there. If I had a problem, they solved it. If I had a need, they filled it. Life was predictable. But as my childhood waned, I became anxious. What would the future bring? How do you face the unknown? I felt like Neil Young on Sugar Mountain. I wasn't ready to leave. My father was a pressman and my mother a stay-at-home mom. We were dead center in the middle class. I wanted to tell stories and make people laugh. How was I supposed to do that in the real world? How would college prepare me for that? The way ahead seemed hopeless. I smiled and joked and never disclosed my trepidation. I suffered alone with my inadequacies. The future scared the hell out of me. I didn't think I could face it. Right after I had graduated from high school, this fear was peaking. Most nights at the time, I tossed and turned before falling asleep. But one night, I fell fast asleep. Deeper I went, into a dream state, where I found myself walking along a deserted inner-city street at midnight. The streetlight dappled the darkness, and in the shadows stood weathered office buildings and parking garages. I felt nervous alone in this part of town. I came to a crosswalk. The cold air filled my nostrils and chilled my bones. I flipped the collar up on my jacket and pushed my hands deep into the coat pockets. I passed a gated check-cashing place, a boarded sandwich shop, and a forlorn-looking Trailways bus terminal, all dark and desolate. I thought, this is a scene out of a film noir. It's a scene that never bodes well for the character in it. The mind plays tricks. You hear things, see things. My fertile imagination was at it again. Then I heard something. Footsteps. I stopped. They stopped. I glanced behind me. Two sinewy figures stood a block away. I squinted to get a better look. They wore long, loose coats with big, floppy hoods. Great. I was being followed by the Grim Reaper and his twin brother. Not just one for me, it would take two. I kept walking and picked up the pace, but not too fast. You know how it goes. You walk faster and they walk even faster than you. I grew more and more tense, but kept moving. I longed for a home and the comfort of familiar things. Were they muggers? Killers? Demons. I crossed the street, walking a bit faster, but it was no use. They were catching up. In an instant, they were right behind me, and before I could scream, they dug their bony fingers into my shoulders, one on each side. I closed my eyes. I tried to wake up. Surely this was a nightmare. Why wouldn't I wake up? Horrified, I looked to my right. The figure's face was buried deep inside his hood. To my left, his hideous twin. My mouth dropped. My heart sank. I thought, I'm dead. And then, as though choreographed, these eerie henchmen pulled back their hoods. They were monks. They embraced me. Though we spoke not a word, they brought me peace. They conveyed their protection. Arm in arm, we walked through the darkness to the streetlight and into the future. I awoke with a rush of joy, of peace, of hope. This was a dream with a palpable answer. Like the monks, hope is always there. And as Emily Dickinson wrote, it never asks for anything in return. As for the monks, they are still by my side, protecting me, reassuring me by their simple presence. Psychologists might say this is my mind's way of coping, but to me, they are real, and they have walked with me through the darkest hours to the light that's always on the other side.
Lehigh Valley Public Media's Grover Silcox. Grover is the host of WLVT's Counterculture on PBS 39. Find out more by visiting wlvr.org/take5. This is WLVR.